Joining me right now is Jennifer Hess. She's with UW-Stevens Point's College of Fine Arts and Communication, and she's also the camp manager for Camp COFAC. It's where a lot of students come in from high schools and spend a week with UW doing some things they don't normally get to do. Jennifer, give us an overview. What's going on at camp right now?
It's a lot of hands-on activities. In the studio arts group, they're doing a design challenge today. They started out yesterday using just popsicle sticks and getting their small-scale sculpture designed. And then today, they went out, much like you would in the real world, for a client and have developed a larger sculpture based off the small sculpture. So they were out in the courtyard outside and using some of the grassy areas to create their full-scale sculptures, and then discovered that what you do in the studio may not exactly work grand scale when you start looking at hills and that sort of thing.
And along with the sculpture, there are other activities as well. We have seen some of the music work upstairs at the Fine Arts Center. There's other things happening too, right?
Yes, in video production, today they were setting up their scenes. Yesterday they did a mock newscast where they had an anchor and learned about lighting and sound and camera angles and all those great techniques. This afternoon they're going to be recording their film noir movie that they'll be airing this Saturday.
What type of students come to Camp COFAC?
Ones who are excited about the field they're coming for. The artists, the musicians, and the videographers love what they do. They come with a great passion and a desire to learn. They're all high school students looking to find an outlet for their creativity.
And once they get here, there's plenty of people to help guide that creativity.
Yes, and they feed off each other. We have a great faculty all from campus here working with them, plus just the different perspectives they each bring from their different areas in the state and even across the country.
Do you find that the students that go through this camp often end up attending UWSP?
Absolutely. In fact, we have some of our counselors who were campers years ago are now here as counselors. So it comes full circle. They come to camp, they see the great facilities we have and get to stay in the dorms and eat at the cafeteria and get the whole full experience of what it's like to be a college student.
You mentioned that the campers are staying in the dorms. Any nervous parents out there that you have to contact or keep in touch with? How do you let the families know what the kids are doing during camp?
We submit videos and photos on our Facebook page throughout the day, throughout the week, so that parents can see that they are having fun and learning and really enjoying themselves and making progress.
I've been told that one of the nice things about Camp COFAC is the facilities at UWSP allow these artists, musicians, and others to use things that they normally don't get a chance to get their hands on, such as the metal casting that will happen here today.
Correct. They melt bronze and at 2,000 degrees temperature and pour them into molds that they've created earlier in the week using clay. You won't find that in any high schools. And also a lot of the video production, a lot of high schools are phasing that out as budget cuts are occurring. So they get a different perspective and a different experience than they would at their home schools.
The camp is pretty well underway, and it will wrap up this Saturday. I understand there's some final presentations, some shows that the families will be seeing at the end of camp?
Correct. The Fine Arts Building here on campus will be really busy. The videographers will be putting on their film and newscast in one of the lecture halls, and then there's a full concert with all of our musicians and then a gallery showing for our artists.
That's open to the public?
It is, and it's 9:30 at the Noel Fine Arts Center this Saturday.
Now, let's say families have someone that would be a good camper next year. How do they find out more about next year's camp?
You can visit our website at UW Stevens Point Continuing Education and click on Camp COFAC. And COFAC stands for College of Fine Arts and Communication. And you can see photos and information of this year's camp, and then we'll be adding details for next year's camp a little later this fall.